Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Saloni Goyal and here is what we have to start your day. India plans law to ban cryptocurrency. Lakshmi Vilas Bank and Clicks merger plans in limbo. Lenders revoke Biyani pledge shares and Dalio warns dollar at risk of losing status. And there is more, but first a quick glance at the state of the markets. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 23 points lower at 7 a.m. this morning, signalling a tepid start ahead for Dalal Street. Elsewhere, Asian stocks were little changed on Wednesday as investors awaited a US Fed meeting to gauge the extent of central bank support for the economic recovery. Japan's Topix added 0.1%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 0.4%, and Australia's S&P ASX 200 index 0.7%. On the downside, Shanghai Composite slid 0.1% and Kospi 0.1%. US stocks ended off their highs, with the Dow Industrials closing little changed. The S&P 500 gained 0.52%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq rose 1.21%. In oil market, the oil prices rose on Wednesday, extending gains from the previous session as a hurricane disrupted US offshore oil and gas production. Brent crude rose by 15 cents or 0.4% to $40.68 a barrel, while WTI crude gained 18 cents or 0.5% to $38.46. In the currency market, the rupee paired early gains to settle 16 paise lower at 73.64 against the US dollar on Tuesday due to dollar buying by banks and oil importers. The US dollar traded steady, the yen rose 0.1% while the euro slipped 0.1%. The offshore yuan traded at 6.7791 against the greenback. And in bullion, the spot gold prices in India rose 0.02% to Rs. 50,910 per 10 gram against the previous week's average of Rs. 50,591. In global markets, gold was little changed at $1,952.77 an ounce. On MCX, gold futures traded flat at Rs. 51,932, while silver futures too remained stable at Rs. 69,309. All in all, the Dalal Street looked headed for a weak start. On Tuesday, Nifty reclaimed the 11,500 level and formed a bullish candle on the daily chart. Analysts said levels near the recent swing high of 11,585 may continue to create hurdles for the index in the near term. Let me now give you a heads up on some of the top news we're tracking at this hour. India plans to introduce a new law banning trade in cryptocurrencies, placing it out of step with other Asian economies which have chosen to regulate the fledgling market. The bill is expected to be discussed shortly by the Federal Cabinet before it is sent to the Parliament, according to people familiar with the development who asked not to be identified, citing rules on speaking with media. The government will encourage blockchain, the technology under cryptocurrencies, but is not keen on cryptocurrency trading, officials said. The dollar's decade-long position as the global reserve currency is in jeopardy because of the steps the US has taken to support its economy during the COVID-19 pandemic, according to Ray Dalio, founder of hedge fund giant Bridgewater Associates. While equities and gold benefited from the trillions of dollars in fiscal spending and monetary injections, those efforts are debasing the currency and have raised the possibility that the US will go too far in testing the limits of government stimulus, Dalio said in an interview. Some of the lenders to Kishore Biyani, such as PE Funds, Apollo Global Management, Aon and Blackstone, along with RBL Bank and Axis Finance, have recently invoked pledges to take equity stakes in future group firms, while a few equity investors such as Norges Bank have downsized their holding in the past week. Several lenders have invoked pledges and taken control of large chunks of Biyani shares in listed group companies, including Future Lifestyle Fashions, Future Supply Chain, Future Consumer and even flagship Future Retail. Lakshmi Vilas Bank, it substantially completed the due diligence for its proposed merger with the Clicks Group, even as the extended deadline for the completion of the process ended Tuesday, and said that the two parties would continue to discuss the future course of action. This leaves doubts on whether the fate of the deal still hangs in balance. Lastly, an update on all the stocks buzzing this morning. SpiceJet on Tuesday reported a ₹593.4 crore net loss for the June quarter against a ₹261.7 crore profit a year ago, as flight operations remained suspended for most part of the three-month period following the nationwide lockdown. Foreign brokerage CLSA prefers Hero MotoCorp among two-wheelers as it is gaining share in wholesale and retail driven by the strength in entry and executive motorcycles. Indian Bank said it would raise ₹1,500 to 2,000 crore by selling additional Tier 1 AT1 bonds in the December quarter if the market conditions improve. Indiabulls Housing Finance said Brickwork Rating has assigned short-term rating of A1 plus to the company, signifying adequate degree of safety and low credit risk. IT firm Hexaware Technology said market regulator SEBI has allowed extension of closure of its delisting offer to September 16. That's it for now. For all the market news through the day, do track etmarkets.com. Have a great day ahead. Goodbye.